Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for March 15, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. A massive context window drop from Anthropic. Some supply chain drama involving Helium of all things, and a security story that might make you audit your config files before lunch.
Yeah, and a couple of really fun quick hits at the end too. Let's get into it.
Alright, the big story. Anthropic just shipped 1 million tokens of context to general availability across Claude Opus 4.6 and Sonnet 4.6. Not a preview, not a waitlist. This is production ready. We're talking roughly 750,000 words of input in a single prompt.
That's wild. To put that in perspective, that's like stuffing an entire codebase, or a full set of legal contracts, or months of conversation history into one call. If you've been building RAG pipelines mainly to work around context limits, parts of that architecture just became optional.
Exactly. And the builder play here is pretty clear. Go revisit your chunking and retrieval strategies. For apps where the corpus actually fits in a million tokens, like internal doc search or full repo code review, you can skip the retrieval step entirely and just stuff the window.
Right. And what's interesting is, this doesn't kill RAG. If you've got truly massive datasets, you still need it. But for a surprising number of real-world use cases, the brute force approach just works now. The gating factors shift to latency and cost, not capability.
And I think the bigger signal here is that context windows are becoming a commodity feature. The competition now shifts to what models actually do with all that context: accuracy at the edges, speed on long inputs, and token pricing.
Which ties perfectly into the next story, actually.
It really does. So ByteDance's Volsengine team dropped OpenViking, an open-source context database built specifically for AI agents. It unifies memory, resources, and skills using a file system paradigm. If you're building multi-step agents that need persistent hierarchical context across sessions, this gives you a real structured layer instead of hacking things together with vector DBs and prompt engineering.
That's interesting, because with the window being big enough now, the problem flips from, how do I fit everything in, to what's actually worth putting in? OpenViking is essentially tackling that intelligent context selection problem. 7,700 engagements on the drop. So clearly people are paying attention.
Also in AI news.
Yeah, leadership instability almost always means roadmap instability. Hedge your bets if you're on that stack.
Shifting to developer tools. A couple of things caught my eye. Coder is trending again. These are secure, self-hosted cloud dev environments, now explicitly designed for AI agents working alongside humans. If you're deploying coding agents, sandboxed environments like this are becoming table stakes.
Makes total sense. You can't just let an autonomous coding agent run wild on your production machine. You need isolation, reproducibility, security. This is the boring infrastructure that makes agent-assisted development actually viable.
And there's a great piece making the rounds arguing that XML is actually a cheap domain-specific language, and that's useful. Instead of inventing custom parsers for structured prompts, config formats, or agent tool schemas, sometimes the boring choice saves you months.
I love that take. As developers, we're always tempted to build something clever. But XML has decades of tooling, validation, and parsing libraries. For agent schemas especially, just use the boring thing and move on.
Okay, here's one that caught me off guard. Qatar shut down Helium production, and that put semiconductor fabs on basically a 2-week clock. Helium is essential for chip manufacturing, and if this disruption drags on, expect GPU and chip delivery delays.
Wait, helium? Like birthday balloon helium? That's critical to chip production?
Same element, very different application. It's used for cooling and controlled atmospheres in fab processes. If you're planning hardware purchases or managing infrastructure capacity, this is worth factoring into your next sprint planning. Cloud compute pricing could shift within weeks if production slows down.
So the practical advice is, if you're thinking about locking in GPU instances or prepaying for capacity, maybe do that sooner rather than later. Don't sleep on supply chain stuff, even if it sounds unrelated.
Quick security hit. A researcher found 39 Algolia admin API keys hard-coded in public documentation site configs. If you're using Algolia Doc Search, audit your config files right now. An admin key lets attackers modify or delete your entire search index.
39. That's not a one-off mistake. That's a systemic problem. The fix is simple.
What?
Use search-only keys on the client side. Always. Never ship admin keys to the front end. Link in the briefing if you want the details.
All right. Rapid fire quick hits. Lazajit is trending again. Still the best terminal Git UI. Keeps getting better. Yazi, the blazing fast terminal file manager in Rust, is trending on GitHub. And Hammerspoon, the macOS automation tool using Lua scripting, is resurfacing on Hacker News.
I love the terminal renaissance. Also, Dig is dead. Again. The internet's most famous pitit has finally flatlined for good.
Pour one out. And here's a fun one. Wired headphones are outselling Bluetooth again. Turns out, latency matters.
The audiophiles were right all along. Who knew?
So here's the takeaway. The million token context window going GA, combined with tools like OpenViking for context management, signals that the agent infrastructure stack is maturing fast. If you're building AI-powered applications, seriously reassess whether your RAG pipeline complexity is still justified.
And don't ignore the Helium situation. If chip production slows, the downstream effects on cloud compute pricing could hit faster than you'd expect. Lock in what you need now if you can.
That's the briefing for March 15th. All the links and details are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Go audit those Algolia keys. See you next time.